The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazines. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we'll begin with this from Woman's Day. The month of December, happy holidays. You don't need a reason to spoil your best buddy with gifts, but the holidays give you an excuse to really pile them on. And they have some recommendations. The Puppy Puffer. No need to cut winter strolls short because of the chill when you have this warm cover-up. It's from Land's End, the Dog Puffer Vest. So it looks like it's almost like a down-filled blanket on the dog. Straps on, of course. $40 at landsend.com, landsend.com. Bon Appetit. This dairy-free, dog-friendly ice cream comes in tail-wagging flavors like salmon and bacon. It's the Pupper Cup, $5.50 each. See thepuppercup.com for retailers that carry it. That's thepuppercup.com. 8+ Nights of Fun. This set of crinkly dreidel and gelt toys, which come with squeakers, will bring joy to pups long after Hanukkah is over. It's the Bark Mazel Toys from $8 at bark.co, bark.co. And then there's ones without squeakers. A Silent Good Time, perfect for pet parents who need peace and quiet. These durable toys entertain without any noisemakers. It's the Country Living Fire Hydrant and Shoe-Shaped Design, $16 each on Amazon. And Cactus Makes Perfect, don't forget your kitty, not only is touching this prickly post allowed, it's encouraged. It's the kitty testers were absolutely obsessed. It's the Frisco Cactus Cat Scratching Post. Very cute looking. $43 available on Chewy.com, Chewy.com. Also from Women's Day, signed, sealed, and delivered. December 4th, Package Protection Day. We asked an insider, a driver who works for a major shipping company, what we can all do beyond installing a video doorbell to be sure all our gifts make it safely under the tree. They offer 3 tips. Many packages people assume are stolen were actually misdelivered. Check that your house numbers are easy to spot and not obstructed by holiday porch decor. 2, leave a note for your driver. Our insider says drivers can help you hide the goods. Ask them to place your package at a back door or behind a large planter. And 3, consider an alternate pickup location. If you're worried about porch pirates, major shipping companies designate local businesses like Walgreens where you can pick up your packages. From Good Housekeeping, our favorite winter reads. They offer some options here. I've got 5. First, a piece of pure poetry, Water, Water, by Billy Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S. Every page of this delightfully readable collection of poems by a former U.S. poet laureate will remind you of the pleasures of the simple act of observation, putting ordinary moments and common sights into words. Collins's humor, kindness, and unassuming intelligence infuse every subject. A lost dog, a flash of memory, a bowl of cereal and berries, a wife in her yellow robe. A perfect topper for your bedside stack. Next, it says it's a holiday hoot. Love You, A Latke, L-A-T-K-E, by Amanda Elliott, E-L-L-I-O-T-T. When Vermont villagers decide to throw a Hanukkah festival, they delegate planning to their only known Jew, Abby Cohen. But while Abby may sell sweet drinks in her coffee bar, she is a curmudgeon through and through. Then her cheeriest customer asks her to pretend to be his girlfriend for his mother's sake. Can Abby's permanent bad mood withstand all this? A lip-smacking holiday treat. Next, a piece of edgy satire called Colored Television by Danzy Senna, S-E-N-N-A. If you loved Yellowface by R.F. Kuang, this sparkling, witty tale of a struggling writer in Southern California is for you. Jane, a biracial professor married to a black visual artist, is on sabbatical, reveling in a super fancy long-term house-sitting gig and working on her epic novel, The Mulatto, War and Peace, when the temptations of a Hollywood TV deal stir up issues of race, class, ambition, art, and love. Next, crime fiction called The Treasure Hunters Club by Tom Ryan, R-Y-A-N. Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum. This cozy mystery set in Seaside, Nova Scotia, actually features a buried chest. Four generations of Maple Bay residents are entangled in a web of secrets that began with a long-ago pact among callow teenage boys. Strangers in town get interested in the mystery, but a Gen Z Nancy Drew named Dandy is already on the trail. The twists come fast and are fabulous. And the last one, a feel-good book club pick, Pony Confidential by Christina Lynch, L-Y-N-C-H. Penny has longed all her life for the pony she had as a girl, but she doesn't realize that Pony is also obsessed with her. In the course of this high-spirited, hilarious mystery, he will cross the country to track her down, escaping pony rides, horse shows, and racetracks. Unfortunately, Penny is in the pokey, awaiting trial for a murder that took place 25 years ago that only Pony can solve. It's a race he must win. From First for Women, question, are there natural remedies for nighttime leg cramps? Yes, you can take simple steps to prevent cramps, which are often caused by dehydration. In fact, Harvard scientists say a shot of pickle juice reduces the number of cramps by 46% since the body converts the juice's acetic acid to muscle-relaxing acetylcholine. Not a pickle fan? People who do a simple stair stretch experience 59% fewer cramps. To do this stretch, stand on a stair with your heels hanging over the edge for 30 seconds. Lift onto your toes for 2 minutes. Repeat 4 times. This extends muscles without overstretching, so they're less likely to cramp up. From Real Simple, design ideas to steal from restaurants. These eateries serve up delicious decor inspo you can bring right home. No doggy bag necessary. First, embrace the dark side. Add drama to any space by painting the walls, including the trim, in a moody monochrome. Then contrast it with light-colored furniture and accent pieces. 2. Draw on the walls, or let a professional do it. Either way, a simple abstract mural adds loads of charm. While we're here, that narrow plant shelf across the window is goals. Next, go big in a small powder room. Half baths practically beg for over-the-top decor. This one features an ornate mirror, beveled marble, and hand-applied Roman clay on the walls. You can skip the messy crafternoon and just go with a rich lime wash. Mix in luxe gold and vibey flowers. Next, hang multiple mirrors. We all know that one of these babies can make a room seem bigger. To amplify the effect, get 2 or 3 or 4. Not only will they bounce around Boku light, they're also an easy design cheat. Find one you like, and you're done. They're actually showing the bar, a long bar in a restaurant with 3 mirrors behind where the liquor is on the wall. Sneak in a little art. Gallery walls and gigantic prints certainly have their place. The rest of the time, a tiny piece here and there in an interesting frame really hits the spot. Try this trick under a sconce, in a cozy nook, or above a plant. And One more. There's a couple more. Add some island flair. Got a kitchen island in need of a zhuzh? Take a cue. I didn't know how zhuzh was spelled. Apparently it's Z-H-U-Z-H. Take a cue from this beautiful bar and cover the side with cool tiles, which tend to be easier to clean than, say, a painted surface. See ya, scuff marks. And the last two, max out on marble. Stone with a dramatic veining is super on trend. For a similar look without a full reno, consider peel and stick paper, or swap in a big marble-topped dining table. Their picture shows marble-covered walls, and that's where they say you can use wallpaper. And last, be extra with the foliage. For atrium feels, start with a leaf print wallpaper. Then add potted plants throughout the room, because nobody power clashes like Mother Nature. From Good Housekeeping, sparkle all the way. You can guess that this is about your holiday decorating, etc. Let's see what we've got here. Bring on the holiday cheer with these creative DIY decor ideas the whole family will love. First, pretty paper chain. You remember when you were a kid in school and you used strips of paper to make little loops and then formed the, you know, connected all of them together into a chain? It's that idea, but they're saying dress up the mantle, tree, or staircase with a twist of patterned wallpaper. Choose unexpected designs and color combos for an eclectic holiday vibe. And they're showing a chain made out of paper strips that are polka-dotted, and another one that is made out of gold foil paper loops. They definitely are an upgrade from what we did in school, no doubt. Next, tinsel time. Vintage meets modern with this simple yet celebratory approach. Deck out a lush green wreath with silver tinsel strands for a little sparkle. And I've got directions for that. Gather a wreath and tinsel for decorating. Use a light touch when handling the tinsel to prevent tangling or clumping. Carefully layer the tinsel on the wreath, wrapping any extra around a piece of cardboard secured with a ribbon or string. Once you're finished decorating the wreath, hang it for display, being sure it's out of reach of pets and small children. Next, seasonal scents. An inviting aroma makes the holidays even cozier. Get the effect by pressing cloves into citrus fruit and displaying in a favorite platter or bowl. Oh, there's directions for that too. Gather clean, fresh citrus. Navel oranges, mandarins, lemons, limes, or grapefruit will work. Make sure the fruit is not bruised or overly ripe. Using a skewer, poke shallow holes through the skin of the fruit. Place the stem of a whole clove into each hole, creating patterns or stripes if desired. Place the finished pomanders on your favorite platter or bowl and enjoy the scent all week long. From First for Women, we've got Hands Out. I have Raynaud's disease, a condition that causes spasms in the arteries of the hands and feet, especially in cold weather. So as soon as the temperature starts to drop, my fingers turn an eggplant purple, and people always start to stare. To avoid being embarrassed, I knitted a collection of gloves that I wear each time I go out. Still, I can't help but feel self-conscious. While at church one Sunday, I spotted the pastor's wife staring at my gloves while she greeted everyone. My cheeks heated when she pulled me aside. But to my surprise, she said, "Your gloves are so pretty. Are they homemade? I'd love for you to make some for our church bazaar." A wave of pride and joy washed over me. That brief moment taught me that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and now the beholder is me. That was Liz Remington from Derry, New Hampshire. From Good Housekeeping, star-studded style. For decor that will last through the holidays, string DIY stars, that's do-it-yourself, stars in front of sunny windows using twine or clear fishing wire. Play with a mix of paper, metal, and wood stars in a variety of shapes and sizes for a 3D effect. Layer in plush textures to create a cozy winter retreat. From Verse for Women, the best fashion advice I've ever received is. And readers weighed in on all their best fashion advice they've ever received. From Gilda Radner, who said, I base most of my fashion taste on what doesn't itch. From my BFF to stop wearing mom jeans, it started me down a path of being more alert to current trends and paying more attention to how I looked. Best advice ever. Other advice, don't look like everybody else. Next, a quote from Audrey Hepburn, life is a party, dress like it. And I do. Next, don't go out of the house looking like you slept in it. I have ironed everything since. And someone else, to wear what colors I love. I'm a redhead and I wear all the colors I was told I couldn't. Next, dress to please yourself. Another, buy one quality item, like a cashmere sweater, instead of five fast fashion inexpensive items. The well-made and natural fiber item will last for years and is better for the environment. And invest in a well-fitting bra, and your clothes and body will look their best. From Good Housekeeping, the best heartburn helpers. 'Tis the season for giant festive meals. Here's how to enjoy your holiday favorites minus the discomfort. If you've ever felt a tightness, burning sensation, or a pain in your chest after a big bowl of chili or spicy takeout, you're probably familiar with heartburn. The uncomfortable sensation occurs when acid in your stomach sloshes up into your esophagus and irritates its lining. If excessive stomach acid repeatedly goes up into your esophagus, your doctor might tell you you have gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GERD. Fortunately, acid reflux is treatable, and the medications used are considered extremely safe. Try these strategies to put an end to post-meal pain. Lifestyle tweaks. These behavioral changes can be a good place to start. Limit alcohol and quit smoking. Both habits may trigger heartburn by relaxing the lower esophageal sphincter, letting more acid come up. Avoid trigger foods. Common culprits include greasy or spicy food, caffeine, carbonated drinks, tomato sauce, and citrus juices. Well, that's my whole diet, says Joseph G. Shammy, M.D. Weight gain may also increase the risk of GERD and worsen symptoms. Try relaxation techniques. GI symptoms can impact your emotional health, and unfortunately, stress can make acid reflux worse. Give stress relief techniques, such as yoga and walking, a shot to see which ones work best for you. Avoid eating before bed. That would be at least 2 hours after eating. Stay upright, especially if you've had a big meal, and elevate the head of your bed. If you can't do this, a wedge pillow can help. And some over-the-counter meds that may do the job. Antacids help reduce the acid in your stomach. Popular ones are Tums and Maalox, and they're best used 1 hour after eating because they work quickly to relieve short-term symptoms. H2 blockers, these bind to the histamine 2 receptor in the stomach and subsequently decrease both fasting and meal-stimulated acid secretion. Those are Pepcid AC and Zantac 360. And proton pump inhibitors, which are PPIs, they block acid through a different pathway, available by prescription or over-the-counter as Prilosec and Prevacid. They take a few days to kick in, so they're recommended for chronic GERD. And home remedies, chewing a piece of non-peppermint sugar-free gum after eating can help dilute any acids that find its way. Eating a banana may help in relieving heartburn as well. Taking licorice root extract or occasionally drinking a glass of water with a teaspoon of baking soda mixed in. When chest pain or burning comes on suddenly or is persistent and you can't pinpoint the cause, call 911. as this could be a symptom of a heart attack. Otherwise, occasional heartburn can be treated at home. That said, if you're popping Tums 2 or 3 times a week, see your doctor for a full workup to identify the cause. From Woman's Day, chicken soup 5 ways. Start with 6 cups simmering homemade or good quality chicken broth. Add 2 cups of cooked shredded chicken. Next, pick your favorite variation below and complete the recipe. Classic chicken noodle. Simmer 2 stalks of celery and 1 medium carrot, both chopped, until tender. Stir in 2 cups cooked egg noodles and 1 tablespoon chopped dill. Tex-Mex style chicken soup. Simmer a 15-ounce can of black beans, rinsed, plus 1 teaspoon ground cumin. Serve topped with 1 cup crushed tortilla chips, 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice, and chopped cilantro. Tortellini en brodo. Heat 9-ounce package of fresh cheese tortellini, which has been cooked, plus 4 cups baby spinach until just wilted. Top with 2 tablespoons grated Parmesan cheese. A coconut lime version? Simmer a 14-ounce can of coconut milk and a 1/4 cup of fish sauce plus 8 ounces cremini mushrooms sliced until tender. Serve topped with 1/4 cup each cilantro leaves and fresh lime juice. A lemony Greek version. Stir in 4 ounces of orzo cooked plus 1/4 cup fresh lemon juice and 2 large eggs beaten plus 1 scallion thinly sliced. Each of these recipes makes about 8 cups and serves 4 people. And there's a little aside. Soup is the perfect way to boost hydration and sneak in more veggies to heart-healthy moves. In focus, cranberries. First of all, they're fresh right now. They're also good for you. Antioxidants in the berries that also give them their color have anti-inflammatory benefits that can improve immune function. Look for dark red berries with skins that are shiny and smooth. If they're sold in a bag, be sure to inspect the underside and avoid bags with mushy and/or brown berries. To store, keep them sealed in an airtight bag in the fridge for up to 2 months, then freeze for up to 6 months. Cooked berries can be refrigerated for up to 1 month. And a cranberry ricotta cake. Active time is 15 minutes, total time 1 hour and 35, and this serves 6. We need cooking spray, 1.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 3/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 1 1/4 cups of granulated sugar divided, 3 large eggs, 1.5 cups whole milk ricotta cheese from a 15-ounce container, 1/2 cup or 1 stick of unsalted butter, melted, 1/2 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, and 1.5 cups fresh or thawed frozen cranberries from a 16-ounce bag, divided. Preheat oven to 350, coat an 8x8 square baking pan with cooking spray, and then line with parchment paper, leaving a few inches of overhang on 2 sides. For a round cake, use a 9-inch pan, greased and lined with parchment. Stir together flour, baking powder, salt, and 1 cup sugar in a large bowl until combined. Whisk eggs, ricotta, butter, and vanilla in a separate large bowl. Fold into the flour mixture. Gently stir in 1 cup of cranberries. Spoon batter into the prepared pan, spreading into an even layer. Toss together remaining 1/2 cup cranberries and 1/4 cup sugar and sprinkle over the batter. Bake until golden brown and a wooden pick inserted in the center comes out clean, 1 hour to 1 hour 15 minutes. Check after 50 minutes if using a round pan. Let cool in the pan on a wire rack for 20 minutes. Using the parchment as handles, remove the cake from the pan, discard the parchment. Let cake continue to cool on a wire rack. You can serve it warm or at room temperature. From Real Simple, spinach and artichoke grilled cheese sandwiches. Active and total time are both 30 minutes, and this serves four. It's quick cooking, one pan, and vegetarian. We need a half cup packed, thawed, frozen spinach from a 10-ounce package, 4 ounces Fontina cheese, shredded, that's about a cup, 4 ounces cream cheese, softened, 3 tablespoons, or about 3/4 ounce, grated Parmesan cheese, 1/4 cup drained chopped artichoke heart quarters from an 8.5-ounce can, 1 teaspoon garlic powder, 1 teaspoon dried Italian seasoning, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 6 tablespoons mayonnaise divided, 8 half-inch thick slices of Italian bread. Drain the spinach, squeezing out as much liquid as possible. Place spinach in a large bowl. Stir in the Fontina, cream cheese, Parmesan, artichokes, garlic powder, Italian seasoning, salt, and 3 tablespoons mayo until well combined. Spread the remaining 3 tablespoons mayonnaise over one side of each bread slice. Place 4 bread slices, mayonnaise side down, on a cutting board. Spread the spinach mixture on top. Cover with the remaining 4 bread slices, mayonnaise side up. Heat a large nonstick skillet over medium. Add 2 sandwiches. Cook, occasionally pressing down with a spatula, until golden brown, 2 to 3 minutes per side. Adjust heat as needed to prevent over-browning. Transfer sandwiches to a cutting board. Cover loosely with foil to keep warm. Wipe skillet clean and cook remaining 2 sandwiches. From First for Women, a little quote, spread love everywhere you go. Let no one ever come to you without leaving happier. And that's from Mother Teresa. Another, nothing can dim the light that shines from within. And that's Maya Angelou. Another, there will come a time when you believe everything is finished, and that will only be the beginning. And that's from Louis L'Amour. And one more, the world is full of magic things, patiently waiting for our senses to grow sharper. And that is from W.B. Yeats. We've about run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I am Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine's available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's our all-purpose number, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. See you next time.